Chapter 4. 2 days had passed since that terrible conversation in the kitchen. For Rosalind, however, it felt as if it had taken place only hours before. Trying not to think about Miranda's last days at Sloane House was that difficult. Her only recourse was to keep busy. Whenever she had a moment's peace, Jim's words and Cook's warnings reverberated in her head, making every person seem suspicious and every corner filled with danger. In spite of her worries and fears, she was becoming accustomed to the rhythm of working at Sloane House. She had learned to get up with the dawn, quickly eat breakfast, then help with the breakfast service. Each day, she laid out the breakfast silver in neat, orderly rows, making sure each fork, spoon, and knife gleamed in the early morning light. Working with a dozen strangers, some who had never really known a life other than serving the Sloanes was feeling easier, too. Rosalind was slowly but surely getting to know everyone, making them less like strangers every day. She was learning which servants she could talk to and which ones were best to avoid. She'd become close to Nancy and had begun to form friendships with some of the other girls as well, especially Emma and Emily. Mrs. Abrams and Cook, and even the butler, Mr. Hodgson, began to trust her more, too. Soon, little by little, she was allowed to be around the family more often. This was good for Rosalind and her sleuthing, but so far she'd been too intimidated by them and her job to do anything but concentrate on the duties she was assigned. None of the previous tasks had brought anything close to the fear she was facing at the moment. Her mouth went dry as she stared at the large tray holding a silver coffee pot, a delicate china teacup and saucer, a basket of toast, and a plate filled with eggs. "Are you sure you would like me to take this up to Miss Veronica Cook?" Cook looked her over in that way she always did, as if she was still attempting to understand how someone so ill-equipped had come to work in her kitchen. "There ain't no one else. Emma is off this morning, and Nancy is attending to Mrs. Sloane, as she always is."
"I see."
Jerome, one of the footmen, crossed his arms over his chest as he glared at her.
"Surely even..."